Highland Radio Sport, live from the Dubai duty-free Irish Open in Ballylithen, with Conley's Mercedes-Benz Sligo, your authorised Mercedes-Benz dealer for the Northwest. Find out more at conleysmercedesbenz.ie.
So it's time for Sport. It's 25 minutes away from nine, going live to Oisin Kelly in Ballylithen. It's day two. Well, it's the second round today, Oisin, isn't it?
Yeah, second round today, Lee, of the Dubai duty-free Irish Open here at the fantastic Ballylithen Golf Club and the scenic surroundings of the Glashidi Links course. Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry have both got their second rounds underway. McIlroy's two under par and three back from the leader, Ryan Fox, while Lowry is looking to move back into contention today. He's level par. Irish pair Cormac Sarvin and Gavin Moynihan are in the early stages of their rounds, both at one over. And Padraig Harrington is the leading Irishman at the moment. He's one back from the lead, and he gets underway at 1:30 this afternoon. Let's talk more golf. I'm joined here in our broadcast position in the media centre by the club pro at the club once again, Gareth McCausland. A very good morning, Gareth.
Good morning.
And Gareth, first of all, the leader's at 5 under. You told me yesterday morning that the leader would be at 8 under at the end of the first day. You thought it would get as far as 8 under, and that would be the lead. That didn't materialise due to the way the course sort of changed yesterday. How's it going to play today?
I'm actually surprised yesterday at the scoring. Rory played very well, but you know, I actually thought some of the guys out early in the morning would have shot, you know, lower numbers than what they have. So the course was actually playing shorter. We had the fourth tee forward for them yesterday, so that became nearly a par four. Most of the guys were birdieing it. So I was surprised at the scoring only getting the 5 under. So it shows that it's a tough test of golf out there. It's not just as easy as, you know, we had heard numbers of, oh, they're going to rip the course up and they'll get the 20 under and stuff. So it was fantastic to see them struggling around Ballylithen.
Yeah, well, they struggled today again then.
I think so. I think, you know, the 5 under mark, as you can see, there's only one guy at 5 under. So leaderboard's quite packed behind him. It was great to see Harrington shoot 4 under. You know, Lee Westwood, Danny Willett, the past Masters champion, both shooting 4 under. So it's a good leaderboard for us. You know, it's star-packed leaderboard, so it looks fantastic.
Let's mention the course, because there is a hosepipe ban right across the country now as of today due to the drought conditions, but the sprinklers will be on today here in Ballylithen, and there's a reason for it.
Yes, we have our own borehole, so we have our own water supply. The course, we have put less water in the course now the past couple of days to let it harden up a bit and get a bit more tricky. We don't want the ball to be resetting on the green or resetting on the edges, so we're putting less water on. It's just basically to keep the course from burning up too much. So the course is in great condition. I was talking to Andy, our head greenkeeper, last night, so he's really happy. The greens are running very, very true. I don't think anybody's had a bad word to say about the course, so it's great to see.
Can Padraig Harrington continue his good form today, do you feel?
He hit the ball fantastic yesterday. I watched him on Wednesday in the range, and he seemed to be just trying to hit the ball as hard as he could, but he got on the course yesterday, he was a bit more controlled, and he hit the ball fantastic round. So Harrington went through a stage there where he just wanted to hit the ball as far as he could, but round Ballylithen it's more about accuracy and a little bit of length, so it's important to get the ball in the fairway.
Yep. John Rahm didn't have any accuracy yesterday, he's at +2. Rory had the accuracy from the tee and going down the fairway, but it didn't work out in the putting front. If Rory gets his putting sorted today, will he take a commanding position in this?
Rory could have shot 65 yesterday very easily. I think 2 under was the worst score he could have shot. A shot into 4, it was an unbelievable chance for eagle. I think he would have been one of the closest for the day. But the putts just weren't getting in. I seen him in the putting green this morning with his caddy, Harry. Harry's always been known as a great putter, so hopefully Harry can help him out a wee bit with it and he gets the short stick going today.
Yeah. Tell us, what's the projected cut going to be at?
It looks like it's going to be a +1. So we're hoping the likes of John Rahm and stuff can shoot a couple under today and get themselves inside the cut line. With a few Irish guys sitting around there in +1 as well. So it'll be nice to see all them guys just make the weekend.
Yeah, Rory and McGee's level par. Paul Dunne +1. Paul McGinley +1. Darren Clark a bit of work then to do at +3 today. Just finally, then, Gareth, what's been your highlight so far this week and particularly over the last couple of days, particularly with the Pro-Am, the first round now into the second?
My highlight was when the TVs came on yesterday and you seen Ballylithen from above. I know it's spectacular, but seeing it on the TV and seeing some of the images yesterday, and just it just looks unbelievable. You know, we don't realise how lucky we are. Some of the players' comments on the course, you can't buy that publicity. You know, it's fantastic for us. So we're all absolutely delighted.
Okay, are you still sticking with Rory?
I'm still sticking with Rory. I think Rory, the way he hit the ball yesterday, if he continues to do that, the putts will eventually go in for him. So I can see Rory still getting the win here.
Okay, Gareth, many thanks for joining us once again here in the Media Centre. We'll talk to you again soon on Highland. Thanks, Gareth.
Thank you.
There you go, Gareth McCausland, the club pro. And ahead of day two, the second round action, those, of course, players out on the course at the moment.